For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning. And this is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, myvillagegreen.com. And also a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. This is also a reminder to contact IQUHealth.com. That's IQUHealth.com. This is Village Green's resource for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via the laboratory findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. The term used is epibiogenetics, and we had Mark Isaacson on the show, and we talked about epibiogenetics. The information provided to you is like a blueprint of your current health issues and predispositions. Findings and recommendations can be shared with your healthcare providers. Remember, it's IQYOUHealth.com. Now, I just want to introduce our guest, Dr. Sam Pappas of Pappas Health, and he blends integrative and traditional medicine in patient care, and the results are extraordinary, and we're fortunate to have him share his knowledge. Our subject today is an integrative traditional physician's approach to diet, lab tests, cardiac health, liver screening, and men's health. And I think we can do all of this. Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Pappas.
Thanks for having me, Dana. Great to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. I'd like you to talk more about your education, your training, how you got interested in this field, because so many that have developed the interest had some spark that lit the way. So tell us yours.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to connect with a like-minded colleague. So I am originally from New Jersey. I grew up as a Greek, first-generation Greek, with one foot in the traditional world and one foot in the American world. So that kind of set me up for an interest in health and wellness from my Greek roots. Went to college at Lehigh University in Eastern Pennsylvania, med school at Penn State, which is in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Did my training at Case Western Reserve, which is right next to Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland. And my background is an internist, general practitioner. You know, I'm a physician who had an interest in academics. So I spent 5 years in New Jersey working as an inpatient and outpatient doctor doing traditional medicine, but started getting interested from a colleague of mine in the research on health and wellness. At the same time, my interest in Greek history and culture, I would learn about, you know, Hippocrates, the Greek Olympians, who I call the first official hackers when it comes to their health. And then that transformed into seeing my grandparents being very healthy and looking at their research in post-World War II, Greeks and Italians having all this longevity and health. So it wasn't one illness, for example. It was kind of more combining my interests, my cultural background, my passion for health, and realizing that as an MD, I wasn't really doing a lot for my patients. You know, I was really just taking a pill to match the ill, as they say. So I realized when I started branching out into these fields of lifestyle and nutrition, things that you talk about so well, that I got a lot more traction and improvement in people's health.
Well, it's always interesting. I love to hear each person's story and what led them in that direction. And what's also interesting to me, and you know Dr. Compart, my colleague, and people said of her, her colleagues, she's gone off the ledge, as if once you learn a new language, you don't know the other language. And I said, no, it's like toolkits.
Right.
And so you come out of medical training with your toolkit, but that toolkit's limited. And so the more toolkits, the more languages you speak, the better able you are to make choices. Otherwise, you don't even know there's another choice to make. And I know that Pam experienced that significantly, and I'm sure you have as well.
Right.
The questioning and colleagues shaking their, what are you doing this for?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You're often in but not of. You know, you don't have a home necessarily. On the flip side, our patients gravitate to our like-minded thinking and really help sustain us in the times of sometimes feeling isolated.
Yes, yes, it is, and we're often preaching to the choir.
Right.
Although once in a while, I know you probably get these patients where someone drags an unwilling parent in.
Yes.
And I had an elderly gentleman, and I said, well, tell me what's wrong with you. What do you feel is a problem with your health? If you're so smart, why don't you tell me? And I thought, oh, this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
So you have to meet the patient, and I know you know that. If you can't meet the patient and identify with them, you're not going to be successful.
Right.
And I know how successful you've been. Tell us, let's go into some of your favorite topics.
Right.
Lab tests. Let's talk about the differences in your evaluation and a traditional medical evaluation.
That's a great question. You know, I like to call it the river of life or blood. A great example of this is last year I was interviewed by USA Today to comment on the president's health results. And when I looked at his results, I also asked for the results of the prior presidents. And to my surprise, here these, you know, important men had 5 blood tests drawn. And I said, this is really not, you know, cutting edge medicine. You know, why are athletes and performers taking a deep dive to function better? And I try to, you know, speak to my patients and tell them, listen, you know, I want you to be that best version of yourself. So let's find out where your biochemistry is taking you. So I have the opposite approach. You know, I realize, and fortunately, you know, insurance companies will support this. So, you know, you and I will do labs, also functional medicine labs and advanced labs, but even just typical blood work is covered by the insurance companies. So anyone can do this. And even now you can get it online. You can get a script online and go to a lab and get blood work done. So I have the opposite approach. I said, I want to look into multiple areas from nutrient deficiencies to hormones to advanced cardiovascular markers to what someone said once, the 4 horsemen of aging. And we can talk more about this, but, you know, inflammation, glucose, stress, oxidative stress, you know, physical, emotional stress. We can actually measure blood work and find out where a person is headed. So it's very easy, my patients are surprised that, you know, it's giving less blood than you do with during a blood donation. So
yes,
even kids can get it done.
Yes, yes. So talk a little bit more specific about some of the markers that people may not be familiar with. They know the usual CBC, red cells, white cells.
Right.
They know the lipid panel. There's more beyond that. Let's talk about lipid evaluation.
Sure.
And cardiovascular.
Absolutely. I mean, so the whole field of cardiovascular disease has been transforming. We're now realizing that probably inflammation and oxidative stress play a much more important role. So a typical lipid panel or cholesterol panel won't show that. On the flip side, these advanced cholesterol profiles that look at how many particles you have from the cholesterol, you know, it's much more complicated than a good and a bad cholesterol, but you know, do you have a lot of particles floating around? What's the size of them? Are they more likely to be oxidized or to be inflamed? But also there are tests, and there's a great company called Cleveland Heart Lab, who's ahead of the curve here, who are looking at markers of inflammation that are specific to the cardiac system. So whereas some markers, as you know, like the CRP, C-reactive protein, is a good marker, it's not very specific. It could be from a variety of other sources. There are tests now looking at inflammation more in the arterial system, more specific. Or is the LDL oxidized? Or is there nitric oxide? Is the artery relaxed? So to me, a cardiac profile should include not only advanced cholesterol markers, which have value, especially looking at triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the liver fatty is it's storing carbohydrates and making it into fat, but also advanced markers of inflammation. Along that umbrella, I also include the essential fats. We can now measure omega-3 and omega-6 fats. You know, omega-3 deficiencies are just rampant in children and adults. So important for health. So when I'm looking under the cardiovascular umbrella, which often mimics the rest of the body, I'm looking at these markers, but also including inflammation markers and then markers like omega-3 deficiency and omega-6 levels as well.
Well, as you know, and we've talked about this on the show many times, that the ratio of omega-6, omega-3 is way skewed toward omega-6, which is pro-inflammatory. And I think what's hard for people to understand is they want to say, this is bad, this is good. And it's a matter of that teeter-totter, the balance. And I think that's hard to take in. That doesn't mean that every omega-6 fatty acid is going to be harmful to you. People get so exaggerated about it. And we deal in shades of gray.
That's right.
You know, and risk factors. You have to look at all those risk factors, not just one. And then you can assess. So it's very different today.
Yeah.
Than it was 50 years ago, for sure, even 30 years ago.
Right.
So aren't you excited to be in this aspect?
It's wonderful. You know, I think you and I are at this time now where we can take advantage of technology, but also the person. As you know, a lot of the groundswell support for health and wellness has come from patients, parents, the patients themselves, from the bottom up. But many of them will just go online, they'll read something, and then become very reductionist. So I think if they have able coaches like you and I to kind of take them through those gray areas and translate for them, you know, I think the key to what we do is we partner with the patients, we translate for them, we try to make a plan for them using technologies, including, you know, these laboratories.
Well, we've started this conversation, and we have a lot more to discuss in the next segments. And I just want to remind you, listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're having a very interesting conversation with Dr. Sam Pappas of Pappas Health, and he blends integrative and traditional medicine in patient care. So we're going to continue talking about the uniqueness of this integrative practice, which makes so much sense. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Magnesium is needed for more than 30 chemical activations, from metabolizing food for energy to muscle contraction. Although it plays a massive role in the body, it's also one of the most common nutrient deficiencies. Pure Encapsulations Magnesium Glycinate offers a highly absorbable and gentle form of this important nutrient, free from artificial ingredients, gluten, and GMOs. This product is available at Village Green Apothecary or online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415. West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I am your host for the hour. And we're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Sam Pappas. He blends integrative and traditional medicine in patient care. And we started the show with talking about the uniqueness of some of the lab tests. We were focusing on cardiovascular. Dr. Pappas, do you want to talk about any more tests? And I do want you to go further into cardiovascular health because it's so important in Western cultures.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I think just closing that loop as far as the laboratory, in addition to the cardiovascular system, I think other tests that patients should be getting, one is, you know, these mineral and nutrient deficiencies should be checked, i.e. Magnesium and zinc, you know, an RBC magnesium and RBC zinc, B vitamins, probably the homocysteine test is a better marker to see the needs of B vitamins, our friend vitamin D that everyone knows about very, very well, and then omega-3s, as we discussed before. So I think those are really the key nutrients that should be checked. We talked about the cardiovascular system. Markers of inflammation, free radicals, liver tests are a really good window into free radicals and oxidative stress. Hormones, and by hormones I mean not only the sex hormones like testosterone and estrogen, which are very important. You know, as an aside, you know, I do a lot of men's health as well, and I'm seeing a lot of deficiencies in testosterone and adrenal hormones, even in young men, let alone those men who have weight gain around the belly. So hormones like the sex hormones, thyroid hormones, and then adrenal hormones as well. So I think those tests are important to do, and any lab can do them for people. I think that's really a good basic foundational approach to labs for health screening.
And those are, like you said, labs that traditional labs can do. They are not the more sophisticated kinds of tests that we also add. And I think of the thyroid panel, and I always say medicine tends to look at one leg on the table, TSH. And I like to see total and free T3, total and free T4, reverse T3, and antibodies.
Excellent.
And TSI.
Yes.
I had partners in alternative medicine, complementary medicine practices,
yeah,
and learned a lot. And then you're looking at all the legs and able to make a good decision. The other thing I look at is the Achilles. The Achilles reflex is a reflex for thyroid function. And yeah, when it is absent or slow return, bingo.
Right.
No matter what the blood work says.
Absolutely. Yeah, also examining the patient, important.
Yes, reading the patient. And that is something that appears not to be taught as thoroughly in most medical education, how you read the patient. I always say the patient doesn't lie. Tell us, when you look at a patient, what triggers you to say, boy, I need to do this test, that test?
Yeah. No, I mean, someone said once, you know, it's more important to know the person who has the illness than the illness the person has. So I think getting to know their story, being a fan of history and biography, has made it very easy for me to get to know the person. So I'm routinely finding out, you know, what was their upbringing like, not only because of health, for example, if they had a lot of antibiotics or they had surgeries or what their diet was like, but also relationships. You know, there's a lot of studies confirming what we intuitively know, if you grew up in a stressful environment later in life that manifests potentially with illnesses. And it's not just in their head, right? So getting to know the person's story, their upbringing, and their level of stress, you know, what makes them tick. You know, so many patients, especially in this area, are overwhelmed. You know, they are focusing on diets and health plans, and then I send them off to the beach and tell them not to worry about it, and they eat more flexible and feel better, right?
Yes.
And whether it's the stomach you talked about or the ocean or just being offline. So I think getting to know that person, and I think your health is too important to leave to the modern healthcare system, which wants a 10-minute visit, which wants quick results, you know, kind of conveyor belt, which is very appropriate if you have an acute illness, you know, a major cardiovascular problem, you need a surgery, you need antibiotics for life-saving support of an infection. But getting to know the complexity of a person and where their health is taking them and if they have any illnesses doesn't do well with a 10-minute interview where the doctor or the nurse practitioner or the PA will interrupt the patient after, you know, 20 seconds.
Yes. And sometimes you don't get the whole story till they're on the way out the door. Oh, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot to tell you. And the story they have, you said it so beautifully, that is what's important. And I watch people's eyes. And when they're telling me a tragedy that's happened to them, but their eyes are smiling, I know they're vested in being a victim. And I'm gentle in approaching it, but I suggest that while nutrition can be helpful, it's important to take this to a psychologist and actually try to figure out what's going on. I've also had people who kept getting ill and not being able to go back into their lives. And with one, I said, what would be so frightening for you to be able to do your work, go back to work, and she started to cry. And I said, you need to explore that. Nutrition's not going to make
the
difference.
That's right. Good for you to take a deeper dive.
And that's part of reading the patient, too. I find it fascinating, and it's an intuitive, you know, medical arts is well stated, and nutrition is nutritional arts. We're based on science,
yeah.
But there's this intuitive, and when I hear a practitioner say, I'm a pure scientist, I always say, a computer can replace you.
That's a great point with AI technology.
Yeah.
No, I think you and I have the philosophy that medicine is an art masquerading as a science. And you know, blending those combinations, I think, are just critical.
Yeah, the experience really counts. So when you look at a cardiovascular patient, what kind of advice are you giving? How do you help them out of their cardiovascular events, prevention, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great, great question. We know that the foundations of lifestyle are critical for the cardiovascular patients. You know, do we need studies to show us that, you know, if you have a Mediterranean diet and lifestyle, if you exercise, if you sleep, your heart is happier as well. It's been said, you know, you're only as young or old as your arteries. So if someone comes to me and has either a high risk of cardiovascular disease or an event, I get much more aggressive and excited about reaching these goals. For example, you know, stress management. You know, so critical that stress can impact on the arteries to the diet. And we can discuss this, you know, at length. But having a diet of real food, a lot of colors, despite all our modern technology and medicines, you know, I believe if a person gets 6 to 8 servings of vegetables and fruits a day, their cardiovascular risk gets 30% decreased, for example. So a quality diet of real food, a lot of healthy fats. The Mediterranean diet is a great foundation or umbrella to utilize for cardiovascular health. You know, so I would say to these patients, let's get essential fats from things like extra virgin olive oil, from nuts and seeds. Make sure you get your colors so you have a lot of what we like to call bioprotective nutrients from all these colors in the diets. You know, all-star foods like beans and nuts as well. Quality, clean animal proteins for protein is so important. like fish in particular. And then the fitness. You know, most of these patients are overweight, especially in the middle. So I want them to be active. Not only movement is medicine, but also straining their muscles. And as you know, so many patients, you know, are losing muscle mass. So as part of my evaluation, we do body compositions on all our patients.
Good.
We have a lot of patients who are under muscle. They're over fat, but also under muscle. So straining their muscles appropriately, I think, is important as well. And then the connection with, as the Greeks say, the physics and metaphysics of health. So connecting with that community.
Yes.
So what is their spiritual practice? Are they isolated? Do they have love? You know, do they have a person they can relate to? And this is what these cultures, I think, that have longevity really do very well. And I think we forget about it as a society. We focus on that food, but forget about the social connection and the sun as well. So I think all those things, the diet, the exercise, the connection in a group, in a society, and the family, and in the stress is of paramount importance when you have a cardiovascular problem or almost any other problem as well. But I think in particular with heart disease, stroke in particular.
Yeah, and these diet suggestions really are global for the body. You know, I had an older aunt and uncle that I was helping. One had diabetes, one had heart disease, and they couldn't understand why they were on the same diet and also asked when they could stop. And I said, when you want to die. And that meant it gave me that view into the mentality that so many people have, that there's a very specific diet for each and every ailment. Now, having said that, there are some special diets. If you make oxalate kidney stones, okay, we do manipulate that way. But you've explained this very well, and I like what you're doing with cardiovascular health. And I want to talk more about the diet, cardiovascular health, and I want you to talk about the liver.
Yeah.
Because it's so important, and we're seeing more and more liver problems come up. So I want you to be specific, because a lot of people are not familiar with what a fatty liver is.
Right.
So we'll do that in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And please stay with us, folks. We've got this interesting subject matter talking with Dr. Sam Pappas, and we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with health. Healthy Habits, and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show. And I also am excited to tell you we've got a great guest today, and we have so much to cover. We're talking with Dr. Sam Pappas, and we talked with Dr. Pappas about his integrative traditional approach as a traditional MD who went into that integrative pathway. And I always say it's a journey. It may have bumps along the way, but it's fascinating. And the people you meet and the patients you get to see, I think, make it fascinating. So you talked to us about tests and cardiovascular health. Let's talk more about the liver. I don't think we've actually covered the liver in depth in these discussions that we have with our guests. So take it away.
Oh, that's such a great question. We are realizing now there's been a silent epidemic of liver disease. And because it really has no symptoms, not enough people know about it. We used to think in my training, I'm sure in your training, that you know if someone has a fatty liver, it's because they're overweight and it's no big deal. It's a benign process. But really the liver as a vital organ that also is a filter and detoxifies and helps with the immune system and gut health is critical to our optimal health. And we realize now that if the liver is injured or inflamed or has fat, that it's a window to potential significant health problems, i.e. a path that can lead to cirrhosis.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one cause soon to be of liver transplants is going to be cirrhosis from fatty liver. So if someone has belly fat, then they're going to probably have fatty liver, and fatty liver makes the heart health worse. It makes the brain health worse. So a dysfunctional liver is really bad for our health, and we have tools that can help us assess the liver way before any problems happen.
You know, this is a critical piece. I have a family member who has been diagnosed with cirrhosis, though not alcohol-related, occasional wine, and we do not think there's deception. And you just nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. The belly fat, fatty liver, leading to cirrhosis, and then to transplant, which, of course, the person that's going through that is going to have a hard time in recovery because of the damage when the liver wasn't working well. Talk about the evaluation and explain this more in-depth kind of non-invasive testing, meaning beyond doing a biopsy, something less
right.
invasive.
Yeah, and this is, somewhat recent. We were trained, you and I, if someone we think has a liver problem, we'll send them to a liver doctor to do a liver biopsy invasively to look and see what the tissues are doing. We now have a number of markers that tell us indirectly what's happening. Some low-hanging fruit includes some of the markers we discussed, markers of liver health, an AST, an ALT, a GGT, for example, triglycerides. If we store fat in our body, we probably store it in the liver. But what's exciting now is there's a number of different tests that we can do non-invasively that really correlate to liver health. There's a great company I've been working with called Fibronostics that has a wonderful panel that any laboratory will do, and they put it through an algorithm, and we can get a score and that correlates to a person's health and distinguishes between fatty liver inflammation called NASH, N-A-S-H, or cirrhosis, fibrosis, for example. So I've been doing that a lot with my patients. Again, most patients are very eager to learn about their liver health. I think it's a key vital sign now. I'm picking up a lot of disease. And the treatment is fairly straightforward. If we lose 5 to 10% of our weight, we can reverse our liver health. I mean, it definitely involves some other steps that you and I do a lot of, you know, nourishing the body with key micronutrients and, of course, exercising and focusing on the gut health, since the liver sees a lot of the gut problems and filters a lot of the gut toxins. But generally speaking, if we lose weight and lose waste, we can reverse our liver health. So it's very, very exciting. But we know that if you have fatty liver, if you have inflammation in the liver, more likely you're going to have cardiac problems. You're going to have metabolic problems like diabetes, and you're just not going to do as well. And the challenge for us as healthcare providers is it's growing, especially in the children population.
Yes.
So either, although I do adults and I have some teenagers, you know, many of my patients, you know, kids, you can tell are already at risk for fatty liver.
Yes. And it is increasing. And it isn't so visible except for the belly fat. And we know what belly fat increases, you know, all of the extra, syndrome X.
That's right.
High blood pressure, inflammation, high lipids, high triglycerides, et cetera, et cetera. And it's interesting to me that it's been a little difficult, not so much anymore, but in the beginning to explain to people that excess sugar in the body increases triglycerides. And a friend of mine said, the doctor told me to stop eating eggs and meat because I had high triglycerides. I said, what do you eat? Well, he was consuming, as a musician, 12 Cokes a day.
Wow.
I said, that's your problem. Go eat meat. And he said, well, I don't eat eggs and meat. I said, start eggs and meat and get off the sodas. And I wean people off. I say start using seltzer water, mix it with the soda to get it down until you're actually drinking maybe a little fruit juice, flavoring some seltzer or water, because I think it's too much of a shock to a system when somebody's been doing that. So you explain this very, very well. Is this the kind of liver that can go into an autoimmune condition?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. The rate of autoimmune disease is skyrocketing, as we know. In regards to this, this is really a non-autoimmune. You know, many liver doctors will do these autoimmune tests when they see these abnormal liver functions.
Mm-hmm.
But normally they're negative. And the problem is even the GI digestive world doesn't appreciate mildly increased liver function tests in the setting of everything else being normal. And
go home, get worse, and then we'll help you.
That's right. That's right. You know, you don't meet our criteria for a biopsy, for example. But to me, if the liver numbers are even mildly elevated, that tells me, you know, there's an alarm in the body. And it may be under the radar, but, you know, is the absence of illness equal health? And a lot of physicians, as you know, do a few tests. Maybe some things are off, but the person feels okay. The person that you talked about with the Cokes and the sodas, they're fortunate to meet you because it really is a paradox. You know, a low-fat diet increases fat in the liver. But a high, healthy fat diet, you know, whether it's eggs, healthy animal proteins, nuts and seeds, avocado, olive oil, is the solution for a fatty liver. So many stubborn men who I take care of, when I tell them you can have healthy fats and vegetables and fruit and minimize the sugar drinks and the excessive refined carbohydrates and some of the starches, you can really transform your health, lower the belly fat, and then, you know, fix your liver.
You know, it's interesting. I looked at my handouts over 50 years, and there's not a lot of change. The biggest change is sugar was number one.
Mm.
Now number one are all the artificial additives, preservatives, hydrogenated oils, deep fried fats. They're all number one. Because if people, you know, the sodas, diet sodas, if people do that, that may be all they need to do. Then get into no sugar. And when I say to somebody, if you must put a sweetener in, I'd rather use honey or maple syrup, that sort of thing. And if they can get organic agave, that.
Yeah.
But I say to your body, understand sugar. And if you're eating a diet that is glycemically stable, and we talk about fiber and protein and the importance of it, protein, 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 of all kinds,
yeah,
vegetable and animal source, then they get stable sugar. Then they're not craving the sugar as much. Could we talk a little about salt?
Yes.
Because my advice has always been quizzical to my patients. Do not limit salt. And your body regulates it. Now the Institute of Medicine says the salt shaker's back on the table. Talk about that for us.
Yeah, I think it's so key to look at all the minerals together rather than the reductionist approach to say that salt is the enemy. I would argue it's the lack of magnesium and potassium
Bingo.
That works with salt that's more important. And, you know, you and I have been trained with clinicians who thought that diuretics were the treatment of choice for everyone. And we now realize that, you know, diuretics deplete not only salt, but so many other vital nutrients that the presence of diuretics is associated with increased risk of diabetes and metabolic problems. So yeah. I think it's been vilified. Again, you know, I think our windows are very similar. You know, not only do you want to know the patient, but use a lens of traditional cultures in history. You know, the term syndrome of X is a great term that no one uses anymore. But looking at what our forefathers did, you know, why are these diseases of civilization? And they utilize salt. I mean, there's some patients that may be salt sensitive, but there's been a lot of really good under the radar discussions in the health sphere talking about the importance of salt, the importance of minerals, and the body knows what to do with it. So I think it's a great point. And we shouldn't be vilifying salt, but we should be praising magnesium and potassium and getting more of them through the diet, as you were talking about.
Yeah, it's the balance of those electrolytes. And salt, I was interested that the Institute of Medicine really came out and said, hey, it's regulated by the body. And one thing I learned from the Institute of Medicine report, I didn't know, I love to learn something. The salt intake throughout the world varies from very low to very high, but the blood levels stay the same because the body regulates nutrient intake. It does not regulate medications.
Yeah.
So we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. If you've just tuned in, folks, you're listening to Dr. Sam Pappas, and we're talking about his integrative and traditional medicine practice, how he does tests, what tests are important. We've talked about cardiac health, and we talked about the liver as well. We'll carry this forward. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this
Mega
break.
Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I am Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And we're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Sam Pappas. And he blends integrative and traditional medicine in patient care. We've talked about the unique tests, the usual tests and unique tests that Dr. Pappas utilizes with his patients. We've talked a lot about cardiac health and very interesting information about liver screening and the increase in fatty livers and all of the downside to a liver not being fully functional. And we didn't cover men's health, which we want to do. And I'd also like you, as a Greek, to go back in and talk more about the Mediterranean diet. It's too important.
Well, thank you. I'm very biased. We Greeks are often critiqued that we say everything is related to the Greeks. Greece has been called the bride of the East and mistress of the West. So I think it's a unique place to look at the health and the diet in that region. Someone said once that health is the last religion. I think you could say the diet and health are the last religions. And you know in our work that many folks get excited about the diets and they take it very personal. And I think a Mediterranean diet is a nice broad place to start from and then go off of there depending on your needs. Broadly speaking, it's, the diet that's from the olive-growing region of the Mediterranean, both Europe, Middle East, and North Africa. But as you know, there's different varieties of it. Most of the research has come from Greece, Italy, Spain. And in those regions, they have a lot of healthy fat in their diet. They have probably 3 vegetable proteins to 1 animal protein, so it's not all just vegetable and plants, but it is a large amount. A lot of colors, a lot of nuts and seeds. They'll have, coffee as a source of antioxidants, some wine if tolerated, but they also have a climate and sun. They have joy. They push the pause button. They get their sleep. They're very active, and they're in a community as well. So I think it's all of those things together that are important, and that's what I try to focus on with my patients. I've actually been doing some work with a colleague, Chef Amy Riolo, is a wonderful chef and cookbook author who talks about this, and she brings out clients to these countries and talks about food and the culture, and we've done some lectures together. I just wrote the foreword to her second edition, the Mediterranean Diabetes Cookbook, and I try to share with patients the importance of, if you have diabetes, how to approach it, including these things that we talked about, but also maybe more of a controlled carbohydrate diet initially. So doing a low-carb Mediterranean, there's now research out of Spain and Italy that if you do a short-term, very low-carb Mediterranean diet, think of Atkins meets Mediterranean, you get significant benefits in reverse fatty liver and lose weight, and often you just need a month or two of it, and then get back to more of a reasonable diet as well. So I think the Mediterranean diet has been getting a lot of accolades, and it's been given approval by many experts. But you and I know from our experiences that this type of diet has been around for a long time and has a lot of health benefits.
It has been, and I'm excited to see the changes. And one of my own observations is that in all the cultures, there are carbs that are used to increase calories because in the early times, they were very active. Proteins were more expensive, especially meat proteins. So you look at rice and potatoes and pasta and cabbage, and all, depending on the culture, there's a carbo that they load up with calories. And we don't need to do that. So it's brilliant to me to take the Mediterranean diet and reduce the carbs, especially the most glycemic carbs. And that makes sense unless you're really a marathon, you're training for marathons,
yeah,
and you
right.
really need to boost it.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm thinking of the Hippocrates quote that you just told me while we were between sessions. Give that to our listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you. Most people, when they think of Hippocrates, the famous ancient Greek physician, they think about the quote, you know, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And all that's important. I think he has another quote talking about positive health that I think is much more important for what we espouse. And he says, positive health requires a knowledge of man's primary constitution and the powers of various foods, but eating alone is not enough for health. There must be exercise. The combination of these two makes regimen. Health improves when one looks at proper attention to the season of the year, the changes of the winds, the age of the individual, and the situation of his home. If there is any deficiency in food or exercise, the body will fall sick.
Fascinating. The wisdom that's still true, and, you know, the old wives' tales still hold true. So let's talk about men's health. I think we don't cover that enough. And the men who are listening and the women who love them will appreciate what you have to say.
Yes, I think we men from Mars are a unique breed. And I think the healthcare system doesn't always fit men's thinking. You know, women are much more interested in their health. They're more apt to talk about it with their girlfriends, to take action, are much more proactive. You know, men don't appreciate that they don't live as long as women. They're more apt to get the diseases of civilization like heart disease and cancer and strokes and diabetes. They also tend to overestimate their health. So you have a population who is not as healthy as women and don't appreciate how unhealthy they are. They also don't eat as many vegetables and fruits as women as well. So they really – and they also are more apt to get more accidents. They're more apt to drink alcohol, to do some addictions. So, you know, men are a unique breed, and I think you have to approach them differently. And I try to look at them and tell them, listen, you know, we're all wounded warriors, but if your role is to support and help a family, to be there for your loved ones, for work, you need to have attention and look at it more like what athletes do, you know, to be that optimal version of yourself, take a deeper dive, to connect with the physicians in the healthcare community, to be serious about your lifestyle, to look at what your diet and lifestyle are doing to your health, and to realize is if you're fortunate enough to marry up, that's good for your health, but you really need to take care of yourself better because you're more apt to get diabetes, fatty liver, heart disease, and you should be getting checked out regularly.
Well, you really covered that well. Let's jump to the microbiome because we all know that when couples have been married for 30, 50 years, they look like each other. And, of course, they've been eating alike, living alike, but they are cultured alike. And it's now said that if you hang out with people who are obese, you will have more of a tendency to develop obesity as you mix your cultures. And I'm talking about the microbiome, the good bugs that are on your skin and, of course, in the gut. Talk briefly about that.
I think the gut is an area that's getting a lot of attention, fortunately. Your work has shown that that's been an importance in the gut-brain connection for a long, long time. We're now seeing it that it impacts on all parts of health. You know, you're not what you eat, you're what you absorb. I'm blessed to be able to do these functional advanced studies with organizations that have pretty good coverage. So it's pretty easy to do for the average person to collect a stool sample and look at their gut. And it's readily available. People are doing it even without seeing someone like you or I. I think really, really critical to health. You know, what is happening on a microscopic level? You know, what is the balance of good and bad bacteria? Are you absorbing nutrients? Do you have inflammation in there? some exciting research shows if there's a leaky gut, for lack of a better term, in a layman's term, you know, is there a leaky brain? Is there a leaky artery? Is there inflammation in the body? The markers of inflammation in the blood work often correlate to the health of the gut. And these real food diets can help fix that, often with some tweaks, as you know so well, right? You know, having some changes or elimination in your diets to help that gut. But I will routinely look at the gut and the microbiome. And in particular now, because we know that the microbiome, if the gut is unhappy and has too many bad bacteria or viruses or yeast, it can contribute to a fatty liver or an abnormal liver. I've had a number of thin young women have abnormal liver function tests and don't fit the mold of a fatty liver as a pre-diabetic, but it was all because of the microbiome. And we didn't know until we studied it. So, you know, why should athletes and people who are trying to perform better look at their gut? You know, why shouldn't we do that, you know, more regularly?
Yeah, it's so important. And the U.S. was behind Europe in this. The medical scenario was there are bugs, you could get an infection. And I know there are certain circumstances under which you have to be careful what you're giving someone who has severe immune problems. So it's not all or none. It's taking into account the patient. But I think the thing that's so exciting, this gut-brain connection, goes back to a nematode where the brain and the gut are continuous. And that's why constipated brain, you know, constipated bowel. And so the neurotransmitters that are made in the gut are also made in the brain. And now we know, and this is relatively new, it may not be new to you, but it was new to me when a researcher told me that the gut makes neurotransmitters that do get to the brain.
Mm.
So that great leaky point. Brain, that brain lets in more than we think.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. And in autism, we see it in the extreme. They're so constipated, their behaviors completely calm down, not resolving all the autism,
yeah.
But that aggravation and anxiety and biting and banging head cuts way down when they get the microbiome right. So we've got to have you back, Dr. Pappas. This is not enough. You have such good information, and I want to thank you. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I mean, like I said, connecting with like-minded person has been exciting. Probably the easiest way is pappashealth.com. I'm also on Twitter as well.
And Facebook, right?
And Facebook, exactly. But I have a great team. If any people have any questions, we do a variety of things from just doing a health consult. So if someone has a doctor they work with, we can be their consultant and look at their health from a different perspective, to just a lab evaluation, looking at those labs that we talked about, to more comprehensive assessment of body composition and cardiovascular screening. There's some great non-invasive cardiovascular screening tests we do at the office as well. So we're very flexible and be happy to partner with any of your wonderful listeners.
So, pappashealth.com. Thank you for being here. And listeners, I want to thank you for joining us. And I like this statement, and I think this applies to you, Dr. Pappas. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And while we are in business, we are giving away knowledge as rapidly as we can. We're not coveting it. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.